Hello, I'm Zukelwa Solomon. Now, according to a report by the 30% Club Southern Africa chapter, just 10% of the 267 JSE listed companies analyzed have achieved gender parity on their boards. In the meantime, we've also had two female CEOs step down this year, and this has further highlighted the limited amount of South African women in top positions. Joining me in studio to speak on this and obviously give us further perspective is the CEO of Business Leadership SA, that is Busisiwe Mabuso Busi. Thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank
now,
you
for inviting August me. Being Women's Month, yes. Obviously this is a topic that we speak of at length.
Yeah.
The narrative doesn't change.
Yes.
But the gender transformation on boards
Absolutely.
Is also not changing at the
Absolutely.
Pace that we want.
Absolutely.
Where do you think the problem lies?
Honestly, it's willingness. It's the lack of willingness for those that are in power to actually start changing the face of boardrooms. So let's start here. The face of leadership in this country continues to be the same, you know, and it is actually white and male. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably maybe have to start a conversation around, you know, why does that continue to be, you know, because if you agree that the stats are saying there are more Black African women entering universities, there is more fast graduating, there is more fast being absorbed into corporate South Africa. Actually, when you look at the employment equity reports that are submitted by these companies to the Department of Labor year on year, they are saying that there's actually more Black African people that are actually sitting on the professionally qualified level, which are people with some form of degree or the other. So there is, therefore, you know, a pool from which corporate South Africa can actually tap into to actually accelerate the growth and development of these people. So the reason, in my view, why it's not happening, it's because there's just deliberately an artificial glass ceiling that exists, you
yeah.
know, for women and Black people in particular within corporate South Africa. So it's all actually a question of willingness.
Now, obviously, you're new in your position. Started, I think, a month ago as the CEO of BLSA. I'm sure this is a topic that you will be engaging seriously on with the business community in SA. How do you think we need to change our discussion? Because this is clearly something, as you've stated now, it's something that we hammer every year, every day. When you go to any company, the problem still looks the same.
Absolutely. So I think the broader issue that we need to be addressing in as far as this is concerned is the issue of socio-economic transformation. The social and economic patterns in this country are going to have to change. And if we agree that that is probably the biggest problem that is contributing to the macroeconomic issues that we're facing as a country, therefore you need to say, what is your focus going to be? And if you agree that the population is 52% women, and if you agree that Black people in this country are 80% of the population, then surely it goes without saying that economies that thrive are those that have actually got a strong middle class. The middle class in this country at the moment is only 40%. And actually, when you look at the definition of the middle class, you're probably going to have to say, well, maybe not, you know, defined correctly, because we're a paycheck away from poverty. So if you're going to try and grow the middle class, therefore, and 52% of the population are women and 80% are Black people, it goes without saying now, you know, that, you know, you're actually going to have to focus intentionally and deliberately on Black African women so that you start changing things around from an economic structure perspective.
Do you think this is an easy conversation to have in an economy that's clearly depressed, where margins are very tight?
You know, I think if we're going to try and find reasons as to why something cannot be done, then you are going to find those reasons. Before, they would say that we can't find these people. And after that, they said, well, they are there, but they don't have skills. And after that, they would say, well, you know, we get them, but they don't stay, you know, because they are in demand or whatever the case is. So if we're going to try finding reasons of why something cannot be done, it is not going to be done. So we just need to go out there and be deliberate and intentional about saying, how do our companies change? You know, how does the top representation of corporate South Africa change?
Yeah.
The stats actually, the last CE report says that only 23%, you know, of the top management level in corporate South Africa is actually female, you know, and of that 23%, Black African women are 4%. Surely that is disastrous, and it ought to
definitely
bother us as business.
If we speak about leadership, clearly the conversation also needs to start where succession planning is concerned.
Absolutely.
Clearly we're churning
Absolutely.
Out enough graduates. Clearly
Absolutely.
We're churning out females.
Absolutely.
But are we putting them in our succession plans? What's the conversation that you're having with CEOs?
Is succession planning even happening? You know, probably maybe let's start there. Maria Ramos has left at APSA. You know, and I think for the longest time we have known that she was not going to be there forever. You know, but there is still an acting CEO at APSA at the moment. If there is a new CEO, then I've definitely missed that, you know, conversation. You know, but then I think we need to probably look seriously, you know, at how succession plan happens. Yeah. And even if you do identify someone for succession planning, maybe it shouldn't be someone, it should be a pool of people.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're going to place a huge reliance on an individual, yeah, then that individual moves on. Today they are here, tomorrow they are not there, whatever the case is. So a big enough pool needs to be identified. Because let's agree, definitely, we are not short of talent and we are not short of skills and yeah, we are not short of people that can actually take up the job. So why don't we do it properly? And I think this is where the failure, yep, of boards, you, yeah, know, actually comes in. Because succession planning is a board issue, it's not an executive issue.
No, definitely.
So boards need to be having that conversation.
And succession planning needs to be backed up with retention plans.
Absolutely.
And I hate to point out the negative, but we're also not doing ourselves any justice.
Yes.
Especially when you think about the imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And this,
yeah,
is something you clearly, yeah, are bothered,
absolutely,
by.
Absolutely. So I think we need to understand, you know, as women in particular, that if you're going to be in charge, you need to be in charge. You know, if you're going to be in a position of leadership, there is a certain degree of confidence and showing up that you're actually going to need, you know, to mimic. You know, you're going to have to understand that the rules of the game are not going to change because there is now a Black African woman,
yeah,
you know, in charge. You know, you need to understand that you can't continue to try and seek for affirmation when you are in leadership, because leadership is about giving direction. Mm. You know, it is about charging forward, even though you may be self-critical yourself in terms of what ought to be done or not be done. You know, my executive coach recently said to me, Busi, you'll rather be strong and wrong rather than be weak and right. You know, and we have to get that as women. So we seem to be apologetic when it comes to leadership, you know,
yeah,
and I think probably that's a whole new maybe focus that business schools in this country are probably going to have to look into, to say that maybe what does leadership mean and how do we take to leadership, particularly as women. You know, I think in the main it is a gender issue and I think it is a DNA issue and a wiring issue, but I don't want to use that as an excuse. I think we just need to actually, you know, be positioning the young girls that are actually coming up to say what does leadership mean,
exactly,
and how do you actually show up, you know, when you are in leadership.
Busi, thank you so much for your time. We're going to have to end it here. This is a topic, obviously, that we can we could speak on at length. Until next time, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was the CEO of Business Leadership SA, Busi Mavuso.